This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the bills or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique experience if you're going to buy a weapon. Check them out. Well, it's been a little bit because he's been on the road. But recently, my buddy, Rob Morse, went and took the FASTER program administered by the Buckeye Firearms Association in Ohio. And he has joined us this evening. He is the host of the Polite Society podcast, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He writes the Slow Facts blog. He writes for Clash Daily. He writes on Ammoland. And he does know how to squeeze oil out of a rock. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. You'd think doing all that, I'd get one of them right, but they keep letting me come back.
I understand. I fully understand. Hey, that whole squeezing the oil out of the rock thing, that's worth the price of admission to me.
That, well, if the IRS can get blood out of a turnip, you'd think we could get oil out of rocks. We keep trying.
Yeah. Now, you went up there. And he went to the FASTER program. This is run by Jim Irvine, people from Second Call Defense. There's a lot of people involved in this and everything, a lot of hands involved in it.
But There's a huge herd of volunteers make it happen. That's the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. They're amazing.
This is where regular teachers decide to take on one more role in the day-to-day operation of a school, where they get out there and they sort of vowed to stand between a student and a spree shooter, which, you know, lots of people say they would do it. Not too many people actually train for it. Did you actually train with them? Did you shoot with them? How did that? How did that work out?
This is their first course. They have to have their CCW, they're vetted, they essentially run background checks, get character references from their supervisors, and then I trained with them. Yes, it's run in Northern Ohio, fascinating group, and there we were, shoulder to shoulder in the sun and the rain and the classroom, on the range and off.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Did you have to sign an ND? Can we talk about how they train? Because if I was training them, I would have four on a hallway, and I'd have a little kill box going in both directions, and that would be my training. I'd have a little trauma involved in it and everything else. I hope they have communications. There's a lot of things I hope or I would do. I'd love to know what they do.
We can talk about that a little bit. But what's amazing, Bill, these are not pro shooters, and we call them teachers, and we will throughout this discussion, but they're everybody that's involved with the school. We had school board members. Some of them, that's a position where they're in the school. You know, it's an administrative office off to one side. We had principals, vice principals. We had janitors. So from soup to nuts, from administrators to school staff to office assistants, you know, those are just the sort of people we want in the right place at the right time.
Right.
So how did they train? They had to get them up to proficiency with a firearm. One of the biggest hurdles, and they spent a lot of time on it, Bill. And if you think back to your days in the military, these teachers won't have guidance. They won't have supervision. They won't have superior officers to turn to in an emergency.
Right.
They have to think on their own. They have to understand they don't need permission to act. Most of them didn't know what gunfire sounds like in a classroom. We had simulated live fire where we used a starter pistol so it sounded like it, and then airsoft firearms so it looked like it. And they would then have to go down part of a school building, looking in classroom, finding out what's on the problem. Oh, look, you turn a corner, there are people down, and we were using red cloth to imitate an injury, you know, someone wounded or bleeding onto the floor. What was amazing to me is how much these people cared. They walked into a strange school. I don't think any of the participants went to the particular school that we were able to use for training. But to them, either schools are all the same, or they were thinking already about what they had to do. And some of them, you know, they're sweating. They found it hard to talk. All the sorts of things that you would expect from people who were in that situation. It felt real to them. And as you'd expect, too, the second time they did it, the third time they did it, the fourth time they did it, they got better and better and better.
How long is the course? How long do they, I mean, how much of it is classroom versus them actually getting out there and getting hands-on?
That's a great question. And if you include the simulated fire, I'd say it's maybe 60% or 70% hands-on. But as you know, when you have a class that's hands-on, you're still waiting around for people to load, to reload. It's the other relay up while you reload. But I would say that the classroom lecture portion, I don't want to guess, but we'll say about a third, maybe 8 to 10 hours out of the 20, high 20s of class total time.
What kind, I mean, are they using a uniform weapons platform to train with?
Absolutely not. They have to go get a CCW. They have to go buy their own firearm. The school districts that have asked teachers, in some cases, the teachers were sent, I'll call them as scouts. Go take the course, come back and report to us what it's like. So they become the subject matter experts for their district. In other cases, the district already has some people who are armed, some volunteers. It might be the public safety officer at the school, the cop in the school. Maybe he wants to get recurrent training or get upgraded. Or they are working together, so you have both staff and police in a school. They go and, yeah. For them, it's a lot of hands-on. It's a lot of psychology, too. We took, and I think this is very deliberate, quite a bit of trauma care. Now, they didn't have us walk into a scene with a bunch of simulated wounded people. But the dummies that we were working with, you know, here, put a splint on or a...
Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. Polite Society Podcast. Self-defense gun stories, this is all where you will find Rob Morse, in addition to being here on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
security. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Reading, writing, repelling an attack. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique, unique place to go and find a gun. My guest this hour is Rob Morris, who just came from the FASTER program. Pretty good stuff. If this were implemented, listen, when they have a bunch of teachers trained there, when they get like a school, is it like school by school? Do they do it school by school or group by group? Or how's it working out?
In this case, they were from many schools in Ohio.
Right.
Over half of the counties in Ohio have some volunteer staff who are armed. We had a few people from out of state that were asked by their school boards to come and take the class and report back.
When these people are trained, do they take the schools where they are teachers at, and do they make, like, post it? We're armed, don't come in here.
Some do, some don't. And I think that really depends on the level of the number of staff that they have. Some of these programs, Bill, are still just starting up. They've only run about 600 teachers through these training programs so far. And in some cases, they ran them through multiple levels. So they're really quite proficient. I wanted to go back to where we finished.
With the trauma.
With the trauma, it's, you know, they had an EMT sitting there going, look, I understand you'd normally, you know, put on a tourniquet. Here's an idea. Why don't you kneel on a leg to stop the bleeding? That gives you a little more time to mess with your hands. And you're going, you know, this is pretty hands-on stuff. This is going to be a mess. And pretty doesn't count, but you have to get the job done. We spent, what, 5-6 hours on trauma care and then talked about it. That was a good part of what we talked about.
Well, I mean, it's trauma care is a byproduct of a traumatic incident. And
yep.
somebody's going to need some if a spree shooter goes into a place. And there's some armed resistance sitting there waiting on him.
It's really... You and I would love the situation where we could detect an attacker before anyone is injured. In practical fact, we're responders rather than investigators. So something happens and then we react to it. But what's really important is that the sooner the murderer is stopped, the sooner the attacker is stopped, the fewer people who are injured, and the quicker we can start trauma care. Somebody brought this up and it was shocking to me to remember that paramedics didn't treat the injured at the Sandy Hook Elementary School for over 45 minutes. In the last example that we had in Orlando, it took them 3 hours.
Yeah.
So a lot of very treatable injuries will lead to death if you have to wait that long. And this way, people can be on scene and applying care in minutes or less.
Yeah. The qualification standard now, is this the same as police officers? Do they have their own qualification standard? Is it higher? They're actually going to have to shoot probably in very close proximity, in some cases, to each other, aren't they?
Well, I hope that's true, that there are enough armed staff that they're working together. In a lot of cases, there's, for example, one person per building. So you may have a complex and or at most one per wing. Now, yes, the qualification standard is similar to the one used by the Ohio Police Academy, but it's harder. We have to shoot, I say we, they have to shoot more shots, and we're allowed fewer misses, substantially fewer misses. And I think that's deliberate. They want these people to be accurate.
Now, what about communications? Do they have any sort of sophisticated... Well, I mean, when I say sophisticated, it's sophisticated to be able to talk to each other and let each other know where you are, so that if, you know, if I'm posted up in building A and you're posted up in building B, if I've got to come to you, it'd be nice to be able to let you know I'm coming so that you don't pop me inadvertently.
Not yet. What most of the scenarios were set up as single responder, single shooter, single murderer. They don't, so far they haven't formed together into teams.
Right. Is that, I mean, are they doing that in various echelons of training? Is that more advanced?
That I can't tell you. I think one of the reasons that they don't emphasize team tactics is they depend on initiative. And
yeah.
There were some SWAT officers there who said, no, SWAT these days now stands for sit, wait, and talk. And the emphasis was very much, if you heard something that might be gunfire, you need to leave the classroom, ask them to barricade it, ask them to call. But don't wait until the problem came to you. It was interesting, too, that if you're around two or three corners in a large building, you don't hear the sound of shots fired. You know, two doors in a long hallway, and you can't tell it from somebody closing a school locker.
Right. That's, you know what we ought to do. And I know something's going on. Is that what's going on in Cleveland? Sean Maloney contacted me about me trying to get up there this coming weekend, or is that a different class? I think me, you, and Dr. John Adine should go up there and be a teacher team in the faster thing. I think we ought to go up there and be I've always wanted to be a sociology teacher, simply because I don't have to prove anything I say. So,
Bill, it was interesting. We role-played during the force-on-force training.
Right.
Airsoft, no live weapons, no ammunition allowed in the building. The staff had blanks that they'd use to make noise and simulate gunfire. They took it. It felt very real to them.
Well,
it was amazing. And
I'm sure.
I got to play an angry parent who in turn got shot by one of the responders.
Coming up, we're going into the next break. My guest this hour is Rob Morris, Polite Society Podcast, self-defense gun stories, some of those coming up next. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Block and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly unique. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. He just is a... Did you officially graduate from the FASTER program, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I'm now a certificated that I passed the... that I exceeded the requirements for the Ohio Police Academy, at least
right,
for their firearms portion.
Well, that's good. That just another thing to go on your resume, right?
Should I need that? Yeah, right.
I think so. I mean, I keep wanting to add to mine. What? Just out of curiosity, what firearm did you go take this class with?
Glock 19.
I think you've already told me that, haven't you?
Yeah. Probably the most common firearm there. Because remember, these firearms aren't issued by the various counties or school boards. With it, now, the exception might have been the school safety officers who were there. They had their duty weapons. Often they had another because they wanted to bring maybe a backup gun or have other weapons qualified as well. Bill, can I explain why they invited me there?
Sure.
They need help. This program's been successful. They've got teachers in almost every county. They've trained almost 600 now. Perhaps by this weekend it will be up there. They've got thousands of man years of experience in Ohio. And they have more requests for training by school boards, by teachers, than they can fund. So this is a way that, now the funny thing is, if you had to design a product to fail, you'd say, after we train you to do this, you can't tell anybody because you have to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of makes word of mouth not work. And the school boards are reluctant to, yes, it appears in the local paper once and then it quickly goes away. But they need help. We need to fund it. We need to get our local gun clubs to fund it. This is liberty in action. Private individuals paid for this. They pay for the housing while the teachers are there. The first time they come, they'll pay for their ammunition, because the first time is really when you go through a lot of rounds. The next time is more about more technique, a little more medical work. But if we think that private individuals can solve this problem, we have to put our money where our mouth is.
I really can't think of a more noble pursuit, which would be, you know, they're always talking about, well, it's for the children. This is actually for the children, isn't it? This enterprise.
It is. And let me put it to you this way, how I was so impressed by my fellow students. You and I routinely talk about self-defense and how if someone's going to steal your wallet, you'd let it go. If they're going to hurt your family, you would be forced to step in. Here's a class full of people who will step in for someone else's children. That's their job. They take it very seriously. And it should be rewarded.
Or supported, at the very least.
Not financially. Support their... If somebody says, hey, I want to protect your kids, the answer is, on the way up, how high, how can I help?
Yes.
True. It was really... Now, again, I could see that some of them were frightened because they'd thought of this before. The ones that were there understood their obligation to their students. It frightened them that they might fail, it was just a great group. You know, on the second or third day, you're there in the rain, and they're encouraging each other. It was a very good group of students to be with.
Now, I'm going to have to talk my way into one of those.
They'd love to have you.
I might have to talk my way into one of those. And, I don't know how I would go up there in a pure mild-mannered.
Well, you'd look at the people next to you and respect their commitment and go, wow, I have to match it. On the other hand, the training in this case was provided by Chris Serino.
Okay.
Chris, let's face it, there are very few of us who are Mossad Ayub. Mossad is a very measured speaker. Chris is an inspirational speaker. He's very, very passionate. And he can shoot like a house of fire. He made me better. There were enough instructors from the Serino training group and others from the Buckeye Firearms Foundation. People got plenty of attention. It was great.
Outstanding. Now, we've got one more segment after this one. Are we going to get some self-defense gun stories? We got 3 minutes.
If you'd like, that would be great.
I'd like to hear one of them. I mean, we've had sort of a... We're in the same... Have you ever noticed we get into the same tailspin? I'm sure you guys do this over at Polite Society Podcast. Don't you look at these things that happen, like what happened in Orlando, and go, how are they getting gun control? Would have stopped that one. But at the same time, we just can't stand by and not address it.
That's right. But I want to give one shout-out before we go to break, at least.
Sure.
I want your listeners to go to BuckeyeFirearmsFoundation.org and learn more about the FASTER program and donate. The only thing keeping more teachers from coming and taking this class is the money that's in our pocket. They have all the money they need. Unfortunately, some of it's in our pocket.
That's a well-put way to put it there. We got about not quite 2 minutes left in this. What are we going to talk? Self-defense gun stories. You got one you can tell us in a minute?
I do. Now, this is an everyman story, and that's one of the reasons I chose it. Everyman, a guy walking across a taco stand parking lot. He, you know, works a late shift. Two guys approach him. One's wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt. Look, this isn't outside a bar at 3 in the morning. This is 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Lots of people do this. And it turned bad. One of the guys approaching him was wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt. The other wearing a bandana over his face and carrying a handgun. Surprise, you just got volunteered to become a victim. But this victim had his concealed handgun license he was carrying. He shot one of the robbers several times, the gunman, and then the other robber ran. The wounded thief was arrested and transported to a local hospital. That is how it's supposed to work. And you'd kind of go, come on, thugs, aren't you getting the message? This is not unusual. This is what most concealed carriers train to do, what they practice to do. And in this case, what they did just fine in the dark when they were startled. They came through and delivered.
We're going up on the last break of the show here. Rob Morse, you can find him at Polite Society Podcast, Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast, ClashDaily.com, Slow Facts Blog, and Ammoland, in addition to whatever else he does, because he does a lot. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Very unique website. Go check them out. Go look at what they keep in stock. You'll see what I'm saying. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We've been talking about the FASTER program, and now we've segued into Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is one of his podcasts that he does on a... How often do you publish one of those?
Once a week.
Once a week.
Once a week. We come out every Thursday.
The format of this is that you take some self-defense gun stories that you have found in the news and various outlets and everything, and then you have a self-defense instructor give a critique to what happened. Am I right about that?
Absolutely. And not just a critique of what was wrong, also what was right, and really to remind us that these are accessible, that their students are trained to encounter these situations and respond very much like the stories I describe.
How many of the self-defense instructors that you've ever worked with on your podcast, how many of them have actually had students that have run into a point where they had to employ lethal self-defense?
You know, that's a great question. Bill, thank you. I'll have to collect that and let everybody know.
Well, I mean, there's some people out there that claim to have had dozens. And well, then but I never ask the question. You know, whenever I speak to one of them, I want to know that because
go ahead.
Well, you know, it sort of tells you how many people come through their school if they've got a bunch of them because it's a numbers game. But I mean, it's happening what? Anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000 times a day. So, you know, there's probably quite a few people that have had that happen. I've pulled a gun twice in self-defense, so I mean.
Well, the classic example of what you're describing is Tom Gibbons at the firearms, in Memphis. I forgot the name of his instruction facility there. I think he just closed it recently, or the range itself. He's an older man. His students have been in the field for many years, so it's both time and number of students. And I've got a bunch of young instructors. I'll have to ask them to see how many.
Yeah, I've been trying to ask the ones I speak to. There's a couple that I was speaking to for Aaron Cowan, Eric Utrecht, some of the new breed coming along. Now, I would love to ask somebody like John Farnham how many people he's had come through, his co-writer of yours. Yet now, I'm sure John has had a few people have to pull a gun out and use it in self-defense. So, and he, John is quite a character. So
he is. On the other hand, Tom Givens is training in Memphis, so there, I guess there really are three aspects to it, now that you think. How many students, how long have they been on the street, and where are they walking around at night? And Memphis is a, wow.
That's not a good place.
Yeah, it makes Fayetteville look good, doesn't it?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been in Fayetteville, so is Fayetteville bad now, too?
It's not good.
Okay.
There are places, let's be fair, there are places in every city you don't want to go late at night.
Oh, I know. Well, see, and that's the thing. See, like in the, I live in the upstate of South Carolina. And in the upstate of South Carolina, which is a beautiful city going through a renaissance right now, a lot. And everything's getting rebuilt and reused and reimagined and everything else. But when I was in the milk business, and I was in the beautiful upstate of South Carolina in the early, oh, dark 100 a.m. hours. Different place altogether.
Yeah.
When the sun is up, it's beautiful. When the sun is down, the demons are out. I mean, I've literally, I had people get on the back of my truck and just ride. I wouldn't know they were on the back of the truck until I heard them screaming. Because, I in the back of a milk truck, if the load is not secured, you can sort of hurt somebody. So, anyway, yeah, a couple times I did have to pull a weapon when I was out there doing that, because at night, for some reason, the complexion of an area changes.
Let's talk. I want to go all the way back to when we were talking about schools.
Yeah.
You and I, let's face it, we're gun geeks to some extent. And I had a teacher look at me and say, this isn't about guns at all. This is about safety and saving lives. Well, the same is true, and that's the reason you carried when your surroundings weren't very safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just being responsibly armed. It's not about the gun. It's about safety. That leads me right into the next self-defense gun story. Do we have time, or are we going to get chopped off?
We got 4 minutes. Go.
Well, here's one. This was in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I think you may have talked about it. A pharmacy owner, he was prepared. He'd worked at a large pharmacy before where he couldn't carry. Now he could. He owned his own store. He had a security camera system installed, and that proved to be really important. Even on a Friday morning, 10 in the morning, he's just doing paperwork. There's nobody in there but him, not even an other staff. And he just glances at the video monitor. He sees a minivan stop. A guy gets out wearing a Halloween mask, carrying a shotgun. He gets out on the passenger side. The van sits there right in front of the store with the motor running. That is called the clue. The pharmacist goes, "Did I see what I saw?" And the guy comes through the door with a shotgun. Oh, yeah. So he was alerted. He was also observant, but also alerted by the both the video and what he saw. He yells for the guy to be stopped. Says, "Please don't do this." Nope. The thief jumps over the pharmacy counter with his shotgun, and the pharmacist goes, "It's got to stop, because otherwise I'm not going to survive." The thief was prepared. He had zip ties in there. He didn't care how many people were in there. He was going to tie them up. Did not this time. The pharmacist was prepared as well. He had his permit. He had his firearm. He shot the thief. Now, here's what's amazing. The video system did more than alert the pharmacist. It documented the event. Within hours of it happening, the police had looked at the tape and go, "Holy cow, this was a public service homicide. How can we charge this guy?" It was very clearly self-defense. Without that video, you and I know that you can be entirely in the right, but simply to defend yourself could run to tens of thousands of dollars of legal bills. And this video system more than paid for itself.
Right. Yeah, I think that's why in a lot of cases nowadays they this is why cops are wearing body cameras, isn't it? To help out their liability, I think, to a certain degree.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the other hand, I was listening to a policeman who said, you know, sometimes I was just honest. You know, please don't do that. Please don't, you know. And you can say things that are then going to get lawyers involved when you don't intend to. So it has made the police more careful about what they say.
Rob Morse, you can catch his stuff. You can catch what he does. You can catch the Polite Society podcast, which is a beautiful ensemble cast that does all kinds of things. It's a very well-executed, put-together show. Self-defense gun stories, this is stuff that Rob does by himself. He gets out there, culls a few stories, has somebody that does this for a living, teaches self-defense to look at it and give an opinion. Excellent, fascinating stories, I'm sure, that you haven't ever seen. Some of the most provocative writing you've ever seen. And he writes and gets published on Clash Daily with Doug Giles, which is, you know, I don't know if who's the yin and who's the yang between the two of you. I think maybe you might be switching it off, attacking in and out. I'm not sure.
Little ball of crazy contained between us. We share.
I understand. Well, and certainly with the reverend. He's a reverend, right? Doug Giles is a reverend.
Pastor, I think. I don't know if he's a reverend. I have to double check.
Okay. Well, without me knowing.
Hope to see you this weekend, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We'll be doing this again in 21 hours, folks, between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.